this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and months as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, today we have an opportunity to talk about a couple of big music events coming up in the Triangle area. We're going to start with the Hopscotch Music Festival, recently called America's Secretly Best Festival and the premier experimental and underground festival in America, celebrating its fifth anniversary this September 4th through the 6th. Featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh, Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage in Raleigh City Plaza to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more, and has scheduled highlights this diversity each year. From its inception in 2010, Hopscotch has been a signature event for the creative community of Raleigh. Approximately 40% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. With official programming stretching across 13 walkable venues, the site work, art exhibition, an annual photography exhibit, more than 30 day parties, and the newly announced Hopscotch Design Festival, Hopscotch is a citywide celebration for locals and fans visiting from faraway locales. Complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. And I woke up to find on the Raleigh News and Observer today, since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states, from sea to shining sea. This year, North Carolina makes state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. All four members of Farm Aid's board will perform: founder Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews, along with Jack White, Jamie Johnson, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Durham Country Band, Delta Ray, and others. Mellencamp, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, actually let the news drop informally last December at ceremonies for the Peach Bowl football game in Atlanta. "The good news is we're bringing Farm Aid to Durham," said Mellencamp, whose son, Hud, is a member of Duke's football team. He had the state right, but not the city. Cost $49 to $174, and those tickets go on sale August 1st at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, Walnut Creek's box office, and Ticketmaster outlets. For more details, call 800-745-3000 or visit farmaid.org. And, of course, the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival, October 3rd and 4th in Raleigh. Wide Open Bluegrass is the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. Jointly produced by the IBMA and Raleigh's local organizing committee, the festival, formerly known as FanFest, features the best in traditional and acoustic music on three stages. In addition to stellar ticketed main stages, the festival now includes a free street festival. Festival proceeds support the Bluegrass Trust Fund, a nonprofit organization helping bluegrass professionals in times of need. For those thinking about attending, keep in mind last year's Wide Open Bluegrass sold out. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. Speaking of Wide Open Bluegrass, at that event, world-renowned trio the Kruger Brothers will debut a new concerto, Lucid Dreamer, during the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival this fall. The new piece, commissioned by the Contras Quartet through Chamber Music America, will be performed by the Kruger Brothers with the Contras Quartet on Saturday, October 4th at 1:20 in the afternoon in the Raleigh Convention Center. All right, on to other items for this week. At the North Carolina Theater production of Disney's The Little Mermaid at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. That's July 29th to August 3rd. Disney's Under the Sea Spectacular hits the stage in a magical kingdom beneath the sea. A beautiful young mermaid named Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. Based on the classic Disney animated feature, The Little Mermaid, it's a splashy extravaganza. And you can get more information about this event at the Raleigh Memorial Auditorium by calling 919-831-6060. Other events coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. August 2nd is the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. This year, Darius Rucker is a supporter of the CM Awards, along with legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Ticket prices range from $28.83 to $50.18. Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series presents Crimes of the Heart. That's August 13th and through the 24th at Kennedy Theater. At the core of this tragic comedy, which won the Pulitzer Prize, is a trio of sisters from Mississippi who reunite after the younger sister shoots her abusive husband. This is for mature audiences due to the adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices $25 to $27. September 8th through the 28th, Firebird, New Weiss, and New Raffaella, the Carolina Ballet at the Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. September 19th and 20th, Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn, the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 26th and 27th, as part of the North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, it's West Side Story at Maymandy Concert Hall. September 30th at Memorial Auditorium, Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson together again. This is part of Broadway Series South. Moving to the Durham Performing Arts Center, obviously in Durham, Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return Tour is August 8th. Four-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Keisha Cole brings the Point of No Return Tour to DPAC August 8th, performing all her hits plus new music from her much-anticipated sixth album, Point of No Return. This show is presented in partnership with the Dome Group, Incorporated. Find tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. An Evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons coming up August 9th. Oh, what a night it will be when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come to DPAC. Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons and is hotter than ever in the 21st century. Tickets can be purchased at 919-680-2787, at Ticketmaster or the DPAC Ticket Center. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, August 10th, Kenny Babyface Edmonds with Eric Benet. If you were to closely examine the annals of modern pop music history, few creative forces have been more seminal or impacted the contemporary pop urban genres as much as Kenny Babyface Edmonds. And that, again, is on August 10th. August 20th, Tori Amos with her Unrepentant Geraldines Tour. August 22nd, Kumar Sanu and Alka Yagnik live in concert. August 24th, Need to Breathe with special guests the Oh Hellos. August 27th, Lyle Lovett and his large band. Again, these are events and concerts at DPAC. August 30th, Kirk Franklin with special guest Erica Campbell. September 16th through the 21st, Dirty Dancing. September 26th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. September 28th, Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th, the Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, The Phantom of the Opera. October 25th, Bill Cosby. And October 29th, the DPAC, Susan Boyle. Duke Performances, contact 919-660-3356. Tickets age 30 and under, $15. Duke students, $10. July 30th, it's Stephen Merritt and Mark Eitzel at Baldwin Auditorium. August 9th, Pat Metheny Unit Group at Carolina Theater, Durham. September 5th, the Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme at Hayti Heritage Center at 6 p.m. For more information, go to dukeperformances.duke.edu. Durham's Find Your Cool Summer Concert Series. Two events, August 1st, The Fair and the Foul, and August 8th, Kalat Africa featuring Diale Siskoko. All concerts 7 to 8:30 at CCB Plaza. They're free. For more information, call 919-682-2800. Three events to talk about coming up at the PNC Arena. Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Also, every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album Hypnotic Eye. And if you've got a little girl around the house, you've no doubt heard music from this. At PNC Arena, Disney on Ice presents Frozen, December 10th through the 14th. Enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. The heartwarming Academy Award-winning tale you love is now live and skating into your town. You'll be magically whisked away into the wintry world of Arendelle, where you will be dazzled by amazing special effects and astonishing skating. Sing and dance along to inspiring songs, including Let It Go. Join royal sisters Elsa and Anna, the hilarious snowman Olaf, Kristoff, his loyal reindeer Sven, and the mystical trolls as they journey to discover that true love is ultimately the most magical power of all. Again, that's Disney on Ice presenting Frozen, December 10th through 14th at PNC Arena. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Prices start at $20. Oak City 7, the summer concert series at City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and events take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. On August 7th, Pisces Rising is performing at 6 p.m., Outside Soul at 6:45, Runaway Cab at 7:40, Jack the Radio at 8:35, and Collapses at 9:30. And on August 21st, Louder Still at 6 p.m., Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey at 6:45, Dragmatic at 7:40, I Was Totally Destroying It at 8:35, and the Posies at 9:30. Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Pickin' in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in the city plaza. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Coming up at Pickin' in the Plaza, July 31st, and features the Grass Cats and Nixon Blevins Engage, August 14th. It's Constant Change with the Williamson Brothers, and August 28th, it's Acoustic Manor with the Hay Brothers. The Midtown Beach Music Series continues at North Hills. This concert series is now in its seventh season, with beach music every Thursday evening. July 31st, it's the Entertainers. August 7th, Liquid Pleasure. And to wrap up the Midtown Beach Music Series, August 14th, the Embers. North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with proprietor string band music. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5 p.m. Concerts are 5 to 7. August 17th, it's Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country. And October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. Events coming up at Coca Booth Amphitheater. Raising the Ruckus is presented by Ruckus Pizza and in partnership with B93.9. On July 30th, Raising the Ruckus Country Music Series features Johnny Folsom IV with a Johnny Cash tribute, and the Kennedy Thomas Band with a Patsy Cline tribute. August 1st and 2nd at Coca Booth, Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival. August 3rd, Outback Concerts presents Jennifer Nettles with her That Girl Tour 2014 with special guest Brandi Clark. Jennifer Nettles, lead vocalist for the international superduo Sugarland, has become one of the most popular singer-songwriters in music today. Since Sugarland exploded on the music scene in 2004, they have worldwide sales of over 22 million albums and singles to date, have achieved 8 number one singles, and have won numerous awards, including trophies from the Grammys, AMAs, ACM Awards, CMT Music Awards, and the CMA Awards. And coming up on August 14th, Outback Concerts presents Nickel Creek with Josh Ritter. The Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum selling trio Nickel Creek performs or reunites for the first time since its 2007 self-described indefinite hiatus with a new album, A Dotted Line. As Nickel Creek's 25th anniversary approached, the band members decided they ought to market in some way, so they got together to write some music. Formed in 1989, when the group members were 8 and 11 years old, Nickel Creek earned a loyal following playing the festival circuit for nearly a decade. Once again, that's Nickel Creek at Coca Booth Amphitheater on August 14th. On August 16th, Josh Groban featuring the North Carolina Symphony. August 22nd, Third Day and Stephen Curtis Chapman. And on October 5th, Outback Concerts presents Darius Rucker. The North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series continues Saturday, August 2nd with Judy Collins. Reserve tickets are $45. $40 for members, general admission $28, $23 for members. Children 6 and under are free, general admission only, $14 for youth 7 to 18, general admission only. The Greenwich Village folk music scene of the early 1960s is legendary for launching Bob Dylan and is the focus of the Coen Brothers film Inside Llewellyn Davis. The North Carolina North Carolina Museum of Arts presents another icon of the place and era, who, like Dylan, remains a vital artistic force. Once again, that's Judy Collins, Saturday, August 2nd, at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Coming up on August 8th, Saturday, Carolina Chocolate Drops. Last time, the Carolina Chocolate Drops were scheduled to play the North Carolina Museum of Art. Hurricane Irene rudely preempted their appearance. The group is welcomed back with new additions to the lineup and more dazzling accomplishments to their credit. The band's critical standing has never been higher. The Guardian proclaims them the most electrifying acoustic act around, while the New York Times extols the end-to-end display of excellence of their concert performances. Once again, the Carolina Chocolate Drops at the North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series on Saturday, August 9th. Also at the Museum of Art on Saturday, September 27th, The Head and the Heart, co-presented with Cat's Cradle. All right, feature we started not long ago is some of the agricultural fairs coming up in the coming weeks. This information is provided by the North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. August 11th through the 16th, it's the Drexel Community Fair. August 20th through 24th, Haywood County Fair. August 26th through the 30th, Burke County Fair. August 27th to September 1st, Hickory American Legion Fair. August 29th through September 6th, the Rocky Mount Ag Fair. And September 1st through the 6th, it's the Iredell County Ag Fair. Switching to music at Red Hat Amphitheater, July 30th performing is John Legend. Then on August 1st, it's Sugar Ray, Smash Mouth, Blues Traveler, and Uncle Cracker. August 5th, Gavin DeGraw and Matt Nathanson. August 8th, Slightly Stupid with Stephen Marley and G-Love and Special Sauce. August 11th, it's David Gray. And a reminder, the Sarah Brightman concert scheduled for August 16th has been canceled. August 20th, Old Crow Medicine Show with Shovels and Rope. August 22nd, it's Boston. August 24th, Fresh Beat Bank. September 13th, Life in Color. September 18th, Lord. And October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. And for more information on any of the concerts at Red Hat, call 919-996-8800. At Walnut Creek Amphitheater, August 2nd, it's James Taylor. August 8th, Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. August 13th, One Republic and The Script. August 21st, Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. August 23rd, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. September 6th, Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line, and Tyler Farr. September 7th, 95X Big Shindig with Fitz and the Tantrums and Fuel. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young the Giant, and Congos. And on October 9th, the Zach Brown Band. And if you'd like more information on any of those concerts at Walnut Creek, contact 919-831-6400. And there are still some summer outdoor concerts going on, of course. In Cary, the final Wind Down Wednesday at Waverly Place is coming up July 30th from 6 to 9 p.m. Coolers are not permitted. The final free concert of the Sertoma series is August 9th at 6 p.m. It takes place in Bond Park on High House Road at the Sertoma Amphitheater. Call 919-469-4069 for more information. In Chapel Hill, Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch continues every Friday through October 3rd. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. It's from 5 to 8 p.m. The free Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series continues through October 13th on the Village Green. The music starts at 6 p.m. In Clayton, only two more dates for the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The last dates are August 21st and September 18th. The concerts are free from 7 to 9 in Clayton Town Square on West Main Street. Also wrapping up the season in Clayton, concerts at the Crossroads from 6 to 9 p.m. The last two dates of the season are August 14th and September 4th. The venue is at the corner of North Carolina Highway 42 East and Buffalo Road. In Durham, the Center Stage at American Tobacco Concert Series continues with events July 31st, August 14th, August 28th, and September 4th. Picnics and coolers are welcome, no glass. Also in Durham, the streets of South Point's Music on Main. Free concerts are held every Saturday through October 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. In Hillsboro, a different band performs for free on the Weaver Street Market Lawn every last Friday of the month through September 26th. In Holly Springs, enjoy summer at the Springs with free outdoor concerts the second and fourth Fridays through the end of August from 7 to 9. In Morrisville, they have the Live in the District Music Series. The free concerts are held every Thursday from 6 to 8:30 through October 10th at Park West Village. And in Saxapahaw, there's Saturdays in Saxapahaw on the Hay Wagon Stage at River Mill Farmers Market. Concerts are held every Saturday through August from 6 to 8 p.m. If there is something you would like to hear about on Triangle Bulletin Board, please let us know. We are working on expanding the offerings we talk about on Triangle Bulletin Board to ensure that I'm talking about programs and events you are interested in. After all, Triangle Bulletin Board is your program. Please contact Triangle Bulletin Board or me, Dave Smith, the host of the program, at 919-832-5138. And that's it for today. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.